Well, a sometime issue in the presidential campaign is infrastructure, the lack of investments in upgrading roads, bridges, and you can add ports to that list. In Alaska, an enormous share of the state's food, fuel, and supplies come through a single entryway, the port in Anchorage. Even small communities in distant parts of the state rely on the flow of goods to the three docks there, but it's decades old and it's falling apart. And with enormous budget deficits, state lawmakers say they can't pay to fix it. Zachariah Hughes of Here and Now contributor Alaska Public Media reports.
On a crystal clear morning, semi-trucks zoom in and out of a massive container ship. Twice a week, two cargo ships from Tacoma, Washington, dock at the Port of Anchorage. Billy Goodwin supervises operations for Tote Maritime, which owns this ship. He says the four dockings a week here are the most essential links in Alaska's main supply chain.
Everything you see in the store comes up either on this ship or the ship next door. Small amounts of stuff come up over the road. But pretty much everything that comes to Alaska comes on one of these two ships.
Economically, Alaska functions like an island when it comes to trade, with most goods imported over water. Of all the cargo that makes its way into the state by air, by road, and sea, half of it goes through just one facility. And this is what it looks like. Trucks hauling containers full of food and consumer goods, each weighing around 15 tons.
If you eat it, wear it, use it, or drive it, it's on the ship.
Grace Green is a vice president for Tote in Alaska, and her office overlooks the company's ship as it unloads.
It's the major transportation center of Alaska, so you see just about everything coming in here before it gets distributed out throughout the rest of the state.
Which is under threat because the Port of Anchorage is literally coming apart as seawater and ice eat through the massive support beams propping up the docks. It's a situation port officials call a slow-motion disaster, and every year the city of Anchorage spends around $5 million just coping with the damage. At low tide in the gray waters of Cook Inlet, I climb into a small boat with a group of representatives from the mayor's office, port, and Tote for an inspection tour. Beneath the docks, there's a forest of thick brown steel tubes called pilings.
This one, for whatever reason, is corroding as fast as the older ones, even though it's a new structure. Go along the same lines.
Lon Elledge is the program manager for the private company overseeing the port's fledgling modernization project. And he's showing the group just how dire the situation is for these key support beams.
Can you put us up on that pilot?
Elledge gets the boat driver to ease us up next to a piling covered in what looks like slimy orange mud. And he tells me to touch it.
Right there.
Wow, so what exactly
is
this?
It's a combination of the rust and the corrosion that's going on.
Wow, I can almost, like, push it off.
As I'm using my finger to scrape away the rotten steel, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz puts a bit of it on his tongue.
Did you just taste it?
Yeah.
What did it taste like?
Metal, salt.
The sludge, as Berkowitz points out, is organic. But this corrosive process is wearing down the 1,400 or so metal pilings faster than anyone predicted. Elledge says that's because of environmental factors that drag ice and sediment across the pilings like a tidal saw every day, all the way down to the mudline, where the corrosion is worst.
It's almost like a film that gets on a pile. And then as it washes off or as the ice takes it off, it exposes fresh pile. And it comes back.
Each year, the city spends $3 million buying what are essentially Band-Aids, metal sleeves that get wrapped around the corroded base of each piling. The sleeves have no structural benefit. They simply slow the pace of corrosion. And after 10 to 20 years, Elledge says, the water eats away the sleeves, too. Design flaws and environmental changes are already hampering operations. Grace Green, the VP with Tote, worries about how much more costly a solution will become if a minor earthquake or accelerating decay knocks out the port completely.
The port is basic infrastructure for our state, and if we can't focus on making sure our basic infrastructure is good and sustainable, then that's going to be a problem down the road for all of us.
Anchorage's mayor, Ethan Berkowitz, has lobbied state lawmakers to put a $290 million bond before voters on the November ballot to pay for the modernization project. But that is a hard sell to lawmakers. Though there's bipartisan agreement that the port is in need of repairs, this year's legislative session in Juneau has been mired in disagreements about how to restructure Alaska's economy, as low oil prices and declining production continue driving a multi-billion dollar deficit. Even sympathetic lawmakers say there is just no political will at a time when direct services are being cut. But Berkowitz insists the port plays too valuable a role in the state's economy for such a clear hazard to be put off.
You cannot ignore future responsibilities just to satisfy present responsibilities, and they haven't found that balance yet.
For now, the city is spending $6 million on a test project driving new 200-foot piles further out into the inlet's mud to see if they might eventually prop up modernized port docks. For Here and Now, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Anchorage.